When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut, they're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call area code 406, that's Montana's area code, 370-5479. That's area code 406-370-5479. And Merry Christmas.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. All this week, Rick has been playing Stump the Hostess with mystery songs that have to do with Christmas. Do you know the name of this one, Ann? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. It's radio. Let's listen. This is a newer one. You're throwing in one of these young girl singers with one name.
I know.
Gonna sing it. To celebrate, but then one day everything changed. You're all I need. I give up. Under the Christmas tree. Underneath the tree. Underneath the tree. It's not nice to stump the hostess. Rick, under the tree. Thanks, dear. Okay, Joey pals, we're going to have a nice conversation with a lady who has several hats. We'll see which one she wants to talk about. The Yucca Valley Center for Spiritual Living, or she's a spirited life coach. She's written a book. Let's say hello to Ann Fernandez. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Joey. So wonderful to be here and see your smiling face.
Oh, thank you. Tell us where you want to go first.
Well, I was on a drive here, I was thinking, like, you know, I've journeyed from an island in a small village in the Caribbean, running around barefoot in sugarcane fields, and had this journey to America as a 15-year-old and ended up in Yucca Valley at the Center for Spiritual Living. So, interesting. Sometimes I look back and I think, how did I get here, you know? But as you said, I wore so many hats throughout my lifetime. And I think a big part of it is like you come from a small island, you have no exposure to the outer world. Then you're thrown into America with five kids, mom and dad, in a one-room motel in downtown Miami. And nobody to guide you, right? So I had to sort of find my own way. And luckily, I had something called common sense, which, you know, it's hard to find a lot of that nowadays. But anyway, I always tell people I graduated from the UCS. I got my master's at UCS.
University of Common Sense. Good.
But I think it's that sort of kept me on the path and kept me moving forward and, in a sense, discovering my passion, discovering what I really wanted to do.
What do you call yourself?
A spiritual life coach.
Okay.
But I have a, I am a clinical hypnotherapist. I've worked with doctors and their patients. I teach guided meditation at UCLA Retreat in the mountains to all the professors and families that come up there. And I take them in the woods and then I, you know, do a mindfulness walk with them and teach them meditation.
Cool.
So, and I do my coaching online now, obviously, for all of us, right, since COVID.
We never stopped. We never had to do that.
That's right, because you are here. You are here.
I am a necessary evil. No. A necessary necessity. What word can we put in there?
Actually, I like that. But you have to say it really fast.
Yes.
A necessary necessity. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just, when we met and I thought, what do I want to really represent or talk about? And I think it's the sort of end result of my journey. Not the end. I don't mean the end. There's more to come. But the journey that brought me out to the desert. I lived in Santa Monica for like 45 years.
Wow.
And I went to college there. My kids, my grandkids are there. And then I started going up to the mountains. towards Lake Arrowhead, and I went, wow, this is nice, mm-hmm. relaxing, this is cool. So I ended up there, and I thought, okay, great, I'm settled. And then for some reason, somebody said, oh, you know, you should go out to Joshua Tree in Yucca Valley. And I started driving out there. And then one day I walked over to the spiritual center. I saw a sign, and they have this blue door. And there was something about when I looked at that blue door and I went, this is my home.
How fun.
This is my community.
Did you have any formal religious upbringing?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. How much time do we have? So I grew up in a household where my father was Muslim. He was from India.
Oh, my stars.
My mother was Catholic. She was from England. And my dad drove a taxi, very poor guy in a village. And my mom came on vacation from England.
Blonde, to Trinidad.
Yeah. Blonde hair, you know, just white. White. Anyway, they used to call her the white lady in the village. She was the only white person there. And so my dad picked her up in the taxi, and the story I'm told is that she never left.
So, isn't that romantic? What nationality is your dad?
My dad is from India. He's Indian, from Pakistan.
Okay.
Yeah. So then 5 kids later, mom gave up all that she had, and her parents disowned her. They wouldn't speak to her. Because she married this poor Indian man. And she just fit right into the village. And it's so funny because...
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, well, so houses, my house was made out of dirt and cow dung. Mm-hmm. And my roof was a galvanized roof. We didn't have electricity for a very long time. And by the way, that's why the title of my book, Moonlight Upon Wire, instead of Upon... So it's the West Indian slang. And the first time we had a street light, all the villagers came out and they went, look, moonlight upon wire.
Oh.
So I remember as a kid, I'm going, wow.
Did they have, I don't know, do you say a witch doctor in Trinidad?
In a sense, yes. They I think they referred to it more as voodoo.
Exactly.
Yeah. It wasn't witch doctor, it was more
That's
voodoo.
Right. So gosh, how interesting.
I was surrounded by Hindus, right? And uh-huh. So here was the cool thing about that. I didn't realize it till I was an adult, right? I go, that was really cool because my mom, my dad, both the priest and the imam from the church and the Hindu priest, we all celebrated together.
Good.
No one discussed like who was who and what was what, because to survive in a small village, you had to support each other. Mm-hmm. There was no separation, right?
Did you speak English there?
Yes, man. It was like that, you know, like yeah. The Jamaican man, yeah. When I first came here and I talked like that, all the kids in school looked at me like I was from outer space or something.
I like that. Kind of Hera Belafonte or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a sing-song kind yes. of thing.
So what made you write the book?
Yes, great question. So I've always loved writing. Mm. I love speaking and writing. But I was always writing poetry and, you know, little bits and pieces for newspapers. Like I used to write for a local paper in Santa Monica. I had a thing for a while called Ask Anne.
How cute.
So people would send in their questions. And
surely.
That. And I always knew there was a book somewhere in there. But there was that fear of, like, how do you even begin with a book? And one day, a few years ago, I'll never forget, I just sat down, and I, by the way, I meditate every day. And to me, that just means being quiet, being in stillness, and shutting everything out, right? And I did that for about 5-10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, I opened up my computer, and I started writing. And I never stopped.
Wow.
And literally, I was... The inner message was, do not go back and correct anything. Because I knew if I did that, I would stop myself. That flow.
Oh, how fun.
You know about that creative flow.
Yeah, but I correct myself a lot.
I figured I'd get to the end and then go back and, you know.
Where can Joey Pals get the book?
It is on Amazon.
And it's called Moonlight
Pon.
P-O-N.
Yes.
Wire.
and it's Memoirs of a Spiritual Journey.
And it's on Amazon. I'll put the name up on my website so they can look.
I have to tell you something kind of, cute, interesting, I guess. So there's a picture on the back. And that I was with a good friend. Her husband passed, and she said, "Will you go with me to spread the ashes?" So I went with her, and she was so sad. So I stood on a rock, and with my sense of humor, I went like this to her, and she took a picture. And when we looked, there was nothing there. But after we looked at the picture, there was this beautiful pink.
Like a rainbow. Only, yes.
You know, it was awesome.
I haven't seen many pink rainbows.
I know, right?
Works for me.
Me either.
Now, what if someone wants to avail themselves of your life coaching services? How do they do that?
So my website is called risingawareness.com. And they can also find me on Sundays at the Yucca Valley Center for Spiritual Living. I do speak there every couple of months as well.
Phone number? Do you give out?
Yeah, 310
Santa Monica
433-2083.
Okay. Now, when you do your life coaching, how do you approach that? From your religious background or your common sense or none of the above?
Well, actually, because I had that experience as a child, when I came to America, there was always this like, why are people so separated? Why is it different? And you believe this and you believe that, so I'm not going to talk to you. You're right, you're wrong. And somehow I knew, even as a teenager, I started seeking out more of a spiritual path, so to speak. So get this, I was baptized in the Mormon church, the Baptist church, the Buddhist church, the Muslim church, the you name it, all of them.
I did that. Baptized Mormon, raised a Methodist, married a Jewish man. I just want to get there.
Yeah, right. You may as well.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you know, what was amazing to me is that I found they were all saying the same thing. When you peeled away all the rules, all the man-made rules, everybody just wanted to feel loved and have a community.
We all have the same insecurities.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Joys, and need for joys.
Right.
Well, it's lovely to have this time with you at Christmas time. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Absolutely.
Kwanzaa, Ramadan, pick one.
All of them.
All of the
all
above.
Of the above. I celebrate. I celebrate every day.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, Joy Pals, to continue the conversation, go to risingawareness.com. 310-433-2083. This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here.
Merry Christmas.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.